بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة وَأَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعِ الْمُتَّقِينَ صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, there are only a few days remaining for the month of Ramadan. A few days, less than 60 days, less than 2 months since we see the month of Ramadan again. And it's reported regarding the Salaf and that after the month of Ramadan, for 6 months, they would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for acceptance and forgiveness for any shortcomings in the month of Ramadan. And then 6 months prior to Ramadan, they would start their preparations. They would start their preparations 6 months prior to Ramadan. So in today's khutbah, I would like to remind myself and those listening that the month of Ramadan is actually on our doorstep. And for us to be able to take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan, from the bounties and blessings and the mercies and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that descend in the month of Ramadan, we have to start preparing from now. Like they say in the English language, that if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. If you fail to prepare, then you prepare to fail. So if you fail to prepare to make the most out of the month of Ramadan, then when the month of Ramadan will come, then it will be a sudden thing for you. And because you are not in the mindset, because you haven't prepared yourself for this great month of Ramadan, what will happen is that you will not be able to take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan. And before you know it, the month of Ramadan will finish. And at the end of the month of Ramadan, we will have this feeling of regret that we didn't make the most out of the month of Ramadan. If we ponder and reflect on the previous times, the previous years when the month of Ramadan came, and how our month of Ramadan was spent, and then there will be some months where we will remember that this particular Ramadan, the Ramadan of, for example, 2015 or the Ramadan of 2016, was a very fruitful Ramadan for me. Was a Ramadan in which I felt really connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was a Ramadan where I felt connected to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was a Ramadan which was life-changing for me. And then there will be other Ramadans that we find where if we reflect and think about those Ramadans, we will find that those Ramadans we didn't really achieve much. We didn't take full advantage. Our life before Ramadan, during Ramadan, and after the Ramadan was almost the same. And then if we reflect and think of the reasons why, then we will realize that that Ramadan in which we benefited and we felt spiritually connected and we felt spiritually stronger was a Ramadan for which we prepared from before. And that's why it's reported in one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua in the month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. That, O Allah, give us barakah in Rajab and Sha'ban. Wa balighna Ramadan. And make us reach the month of Ramadan. Even though this hadith is weak, the ulama have mentioned that making this dua is permissible because it's a beneficial dua. So the dua in itself we can make, and if we ponder on the meanings of this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, that O Allah give us barakah in Rajab and Sha'ban. In Rajab and Sha'ban give us barakah, and then make us reach the month of Ramadan. So in the month of Rajab and in the month of Sha'ban, give us barakah means let us not waste time in these 2 months. Because if we waste these 2 months, if we don't take maximum benefit if we don't use our energy in the preparation of Ramadan in these 2 months, then when the month of Ramadan comes, we will not be prepared. We will not be able to derive and take from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, in his famous kitab, Lata'if al-Ma'arif, he mentions that some scholars used to say that Rajab is the month for planting. And then Sha'ban is the month for irrigating the land, watering the land. And then the month of Ramadan is the month of harvest, where you take the fruits of your efforts. So to prepare for the month of Ramadan, there are some things that we should try and adopt and bring into practice. And if we, inshallah, bring these points into practice, the ulama have said that our Ramadan will be fruitful and it will not be a wasted one. First and foremost, we have to internalize that Ramadan is around the corner. That's the first thing. First and foremost, we have to internalize and realize that Ramadan is actually on our doorstep. So now we have to start learning about the month of Ramadan again. We have to start reading the virtues of the month of Ramadan, the fada'il, virtues of Ramadan, the ta'aleem will have started as well for the month of Ramadan. We have to sit in the ta'aleem if we can't take out time by ourselves to read the fada'il and the virtues of Ramadan, then take a few minutes out daily in the ta'aleem. And we will learn a lot from the writings of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahimahullah. So we have to internalize. So we have to learn. We have to start reading the virtues of Ramadan. We have to start reading about and learning about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That how was the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan different compared to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam outside of the month of Ramadan. And we have to start educating our kids and our children about the month of Ramadan. That Ramadan is close. That's the first thing. So internalize the month of Ramadan. The second thing that we can do is we can start our tilawah of the Qur'an if we haven't started already. In reality, the tilawah of the Qur'an is something which should be done throughout the year. But because Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, it's the month of the Quran, and the recitation of the Quran and the connection with the Quran is more deeper in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Just like it's the month of fasting, it's also the month of the Quran. So we have to start now reciting a portion of the Quran. Maybe start with one page, 2 pages, or even half a side, or the Huffaz, maybe quarter juz, or half a juz, or one juz. But we have to start somewhere and set realistic goals. Set realistic goals that this is the amount I am going to read daily. And set a goal which you know you can do consistently. The Prophet ﷺ said in one hadith, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ, that the most beloved of actions in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those actions which are done consistently, even if they are little. So even if they are little, a small amount, but start. So set your Quran targets and start from now. And if we need help and practice with the recitation of the Quran, then alhamdulillah, we have classes available, we have ulama available. If you approach them, then they will be able to help. That's the second thing that we have to understand. The third thing, which was a practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to Ramadan, especially in the month of Sha'ban, and before that as well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would start fasting. He would fast on Mondays and Thursdays. He would fast the 3 days every month, which we call Ayyamul Bidh, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. And he would fast other fasts as well, optional fasts, and he would encourage the Sahaba. And then his fasting would increase in the month of Sha'ban. So the body can be prepared for the month of Ramadan. Let it not be that we are not used to fasting, and then the month of Ramadan comes, and suddenly we start fasting, and our bodies can't take it, so the whole day we don't have any energy to do anything. So the whole day we are just lying around, or we are working and then coming home, and then in that way our Ramadan is wasted as well. Again, lack of preparation. So the third point is that start fasting. Start fasting a few days a week, or maybe 1 or 2 days, Mondays and Thursdays, with the intention of it being sunnah. Maybe the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. If you have any qada, any fasts that are remaining from previous Ramadans, then we should try and make up for those fasts as well. So this is the third point. And the fourth point that some of the ulama have mentioned is that make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, help me prepare for this blessed month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, like I said, oh Allah, give me barakah in the month of Rajab. Give me barakah in the month of Sha'ban. And help me reach the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, if we adopt these 4 points, just quickly to reiterate, internalize that Ramadan is coming, Ramadan is close. Learn about Ramadan, learn about the virtues of Ramadan. Teach our children about the month of Ramadan. And number two is, start reciting the Quran, a daily portion in preparation for the month of Ramadan. Number three, start fasting. And number four is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make it easy for us to reach Ramadan and then to fully benefit from the month of Ramadan. And one more message before I conclude, inshallah. You know, it's been more than 100 days since the aggression and the oppression on the people of Palestine started, and it's still continuing. So we mustn't forget the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our du'as. Let it not be that our lives continue as normal, like nothing is happening in the rest of the world. Being part of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam means that we feel the pain of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us continue to make dua for them. Let us pray 2 rak'ats for them. Let us spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Let us help them in any way possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the pain of the suffering ummah. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد عباد الله اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم اجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا
Please straighten yourself, and if there are any gaps in front of you, then fill them in quickly. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك، ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك، ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب، وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.